we drop studs. There won't be no duds here. Rappers play the dumb. Kinda on the space tip, but when they hear the jam, they be on the dills, Nick. Now I'm not fucking rock. I know the territory. Go ahead and try. That's a different story. Similar to Grim.
Ali Shaheed Muhammad from Tribe Called Quest. Born on this day in 1970, of course, has Vibes and Stuff by the Tribe. So we start the day off in our day in history with that. And on this day in history, let's take a couple of really interesting pieces that actually happened on this day in history. This was the birthday in 1777. A man named Frank McWhorter was born. He was known as Free Frank McWhorter. He was the first African-American to incorporate a municipality in the United States. He was born a slave in 1977. His mother was from West Africa. Her name was Juba. His father was the slave master, a man named McWhorter. And he began to be hired out. And when he was hired out to do work in other people's homes and other people's fields and also in building things, he created all this kind of understanding of how things work and were built, saved all this money. He finally bought his wife's freedom from another plantation. Then he bought his own freedom. Then he began over years to buy the freedom of all of his children. He bought the freedom of 18 people in his family during the period of time that he was alive. And then went on to create this township in Indiana, the first incorporated township by a black person in America, a free man. And African-Americans and European-Americans lived there side by side in that town. He died before the Civil War began, but he was a major figure, and his family still prospers in this country out of Free Frank McWhorter, who was born on this day in 1777. It was also on this day in 1965 that the Watts Rebellion took place, and we think about the Watts Riots, we call it, but people don't realize really what went behind that rebellion in 1965. That at that moment in California, in Los Angeles, had passed in 1964 a thing called Proposition 14. It gave landlords the right to deny housing to anybody based on sex, race, religion, sexuality, or handicap. And that was a big piece of what people were upset about and demonstrating about that took place in Los Angeles. People were fighting against that. And then what tipped it over was the arrest of a woman named Marquette Fry, his brother and his mother, for speeding. And they were beaten by the police and arrested. Demonstrations took place. And then 5 days of rebellion took place in Los Angeles at that moment, called out 14,000 National Guardsmen. And 34 people were killed, over 1,000 injured, 4,000 arrested. But people forget sometimes the roots of that rebellion and why it happened. This was also the day in 1945 that after the end of World War II, the Krakow pogrom began. This is a pogrom that happened after the concentration camps were liberated. People tried to go back to their homes in Krakow, Poland, to live. And a riot ensued when a young Polish boy was caught throwing stones at a synagogue and said that a Jewish woman tried to murder him, which was a lie. And then the town proceeded to attack the Jewish residents, killing people who had survived Auschwitz and Krakow and other concentration camps. And this is also in a large part what led to the people leaving Europe, Jewish people leaving Europe, and going to what is now Israel. And the roots of that conflict run deep and are complex. That happened on this day in 1945. And we'll conclude with 1929, the first Bud Billiken Parade. What's the Bud Billiken Parade? It's the second largest parade in the history of the United States of America. Still, started on this day in 1929 in Chicago. Now, Bud Billiken was created by Robert Watkins, who was the editor of the Chicago Defender, the great African-American newspaper in Chicago. When he heard this conversation taking place in a Chinese restaurant and heard the name Billiken, which in Chinese is the protector of all children. So he created this mythical character, Bud Billiken, became a cartoon, widely successful and known throughout the country, and created this parade. Barack Obama was marshal this parade when he was senator of Illinois. But that began this day in 1929 and the Bud Billiken Parade. And finally, you know, we've heard of actors and actresses doing different things. There's a woman, Hedy Lamarr, who was a great actress in the 1930s and 40s. She, along with a man named George Antheil, who is a composer, actually got a patent for the frequency for World War II to help the Allies that hopped the spread spectrum communication system, and it became the basis for wireless telephones and Wi-Fi. So all actresses are not airheads, as many people have come to think. So that's our day in history on this August the 11th. We take a break now, come right back to our conversation. Stay with us.